Artie Cayley, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Bagdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's show, we'll have music from Ireland, Scotland, England, Canada, and right here in town. Thanks for being here. This program was made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of the Kitchen Party, Cayley. Kate Mila Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 90th edition of the Kitchen Party, Cayley. I'm your host, Dave Bagdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know and a lot you probably don't. Our programming this week is sponsored by the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club and Nine Irish Brothers at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indianapolis. We've got a lot to get to tonight, including some brand new music from J.P. Cormier, so let's get right into it. First up is Jerry O'Connor, the amazing multi-instrumentalist from County Tipperary, best known for his supercharged banjo playing. He changed the entire game for Irish banjoists with his 1991 album, Time to Time, but his solo albums have been very few and far between since then. Let's go to his third record, No Place Like Home, which came out in 2004, for a set of reels including Rory's, O'Connor's Capers, and O'Regan's No. 1, featuring Jerry on banjo and fiddle, backed by Brendan O'Regan on a variety of instruments. From there, we'll have a moving song from the Oyster Band, but first, here's Jerry O'Connor with Brendan O'Regan's reels on The Kitchen Party, Cayley.
Wind chimes sang, and suddenly all the camp was quiet. If I fall, bury me standing. If I fall, won't you bury me deep? I will not fade. I will not sleep. If I fall, won't you bury me?
That was the Oyster Band from England there with Bury Me Standing from their 2007 album Meet You There. The Oyster Band started life as a dance band in Canterbury in 1976, and three of its original members are still around. The group has been through several incarnations and have gotten increasingly harder-edged and political as their career has progressed, but they're always interesting. The remaining original members are John Jones on vocals and melodeon, Alan Prosser on guitar, and Ian Telfer on fiddle, and they're joined on this album by Chopper on bass and Lee Pardis on drums. Before the Oyster Band, we had some rousing reels from Jerry O'Connor on fiddle and banjo. That medley included Rory's, O'Connor's Capers, and O'Regan's Number One from his 2004 album No Place Like Home. Let's stay in England for a moment and have a pair of reels from Willie A. Taylor, who was born in the Northumberland region in 1916 to a family of fiddlers and shepherds, both of which he was to become. What we're about to hear is a medley recorded at Mr. Taylor's home in 1986, when he was 70, and collected onto an album called Classic Celtic Music from Smithsonian Folkways, which came out a couple of years ago. We'll follow that with a selection from the Kilfenora Cayley Band, but first, here's Willie Taylor with the Pearl Wedding and Nancy Taylor's reel on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you.
This is Nuala Kennedy, and you're listening to The Kitchen Party Cayley.
Kilfenora Cayley Band there with the Bluebell Polka and the Primrose Barn Dance, recorded live for the Cayley House radio program. The group is one of the oldest surviving Cayley bands, having been formed in Kilfenora, County Clare, in about 1909, so it's a safe bet there are no original members still around. They won 3 consecutive All-Ireland Cayley Band Championships in the 1950s, and then again in the 1990s, and they're still going strong today. In fact, they just released a new album a few weeks ago, produced by Kevin Crawford of Lunasa, from whom we'll hear a little later on. The medley we enjoyed was recorded at the National Concert Hall in Dublin in 2005, and it comes from the 10 Years of Cayley House collection I found in Sligo last year. Before the Kilfenora Cayley Band, we heard a pair of reels, The Pearl Wedding and Nancy Taylor's, recorded in fiddler Willie Taylor's home in England when he was 70. It appears on an album called Classic Celtic Music from Smithsonian Folkways, which came out in 2013. Let's hear a couple of tracks now from Chris Drever, the singer and guitarist from Orkney in Scotland. At the age of 17, he moved to Edinburgh, where he became a popular accompanist and session musician for the better part of a decade. In 2006, he began his solo career by releasing his first album, Black Water, and from that, we'll hear an instrumental medley consisting of an unnamed air, Rodney's Glory, and Jim Donahue's. Along with Chris on guitar and vocals, we'll hear from Ewan Vernal on bass, Ian Carr on guitar, and Donald Shaw on keys. We'll then have a song from an album Chris did with vocalist Rodney Woomble and multi-instrumentalist John McCusker. But first, here's Chris Drever on the Kitchen Party Cayley.
Your face expresses its years so seriously. As the lamplight draws dark circles round your eyes, and your mouth twists unexpected fate into its natural shape, and turns the dark into another form of light. Time expresses itself so suddenly, and people pass like strangers in the night. They're just doing what they think is right, on into an older way of life, where the dark is just another form of light. Every single thing I ever hoped to see, I held in my hands in the hope I'd never turn into a man. I'm expected to be what you hold in your hands is lost to memory. Dry your eyes and round circles, 'cause you've been pulled into the ocean on an undertow of all our lonely hearts. But solitude feels the same. Whoever you blame, don't let darkness become another form of light. Every single thing I ever hoped to see, I held in my hands in the hope I'd never turn into a man. I'm expected to be.
That was singer and guitarist Chris Drever, vocalist Rodney Woomble, and multi-instrumentalist John McCusker with a song called Hope to See from their album Before the Ruin, which came out in 2008. Joining the trio there were Andy Cutting and Phil Cunningham on accordions, Andy Seward on bass, Donald Shaw on keys, and Ian Carr on guitar. Before that, we had an instrumental medley from Chris Drever's solo debut, Black Water, consisting of an unnamed air, Rodney's Glory, and Jim Donahue's. Let's hear some more reels now, a set from Kips Bay, a band featuring Pat Kilbride on guitar, John Whalen on button accordion, Kenny Landrum on keys, Richard Lindsay on bass, and Steve Missel on drums. The set we'll hear consists of The Moving Cloud, Mrs. Martha Knowles, Master Crowley's, and The Bucks of Oran Moor, recorded live in Denmark from their 1996 album Into the Light. We'll follow that up with the brand new music I promised you from J.P. Cormier. But first, here's Kips Bay with The Moving Cloud on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
This is our last set of tunes. Come on, stand up again. This is the last number we're going to do today. This is a few reels for you called The Moving Cloud. We'll be right back.
Kitchen Party Kaylee.
We were so close when we first started out. Me and my brother were brothers, no doubt. We ran like the wind through the hills set ablaze by the fire in our hearts and the absence of days. We toiled in the fields, bent our backs side by side. We didn't have much, but we had our pride. We stood back to back when adversity came. We both knew the last thing you owned was your good name. Turning, the bridges are burning, there's smoke in my eyes. Ooh, where is my brother? He's left on the other side. Then came the day that we moved into town, after the bank closed the farmhouse down. He was a tailor with needle and thread, and I painted pictures I saw in my head. I did my best, nearly drove myself mad, to see him with chances that I never had. And he in return kept my feet on the ground, my hopes alive that someday we'd leave this old town. Ooh, the road is a-turning, the bridges are burning, there's smoke in my eyes. Ooh, where is my brother? He's left on the other side. First thing you know, there's some strangers in town. He's making their waistcoats and party gowns. He's lured by their wealth and the things that they say, and he forgets the old painter that showed him the way. Nowadays the shop and the canvas are bare. I lost all my colors, but I don't really care. I try not to think of the things that are gone, because memories fade like the end of a song. Ooh, the road is a-turning, the bridges are burning, there's smoke in my eyes. Ooh, where is my brother? He's left on the other side. Ooh, the road is a-turning, the bridges are burning, there's smoke in my eyes. Ooh, where are you, brother? You're left on the other side. Ooh, where is your brother? He's here on the other side.
Brand new music there from J.P. Cormier, a song called The Old Painter from his album The Chance, which comes out later this month. I think this might actually be a radio debut. J.P. is obviously no stranger to these airwaves, but I don't think he's been to our area in many, many years, if indeed he ever has. Well, we're going to remedy that for you. That's right, J.P. is coming to town. Let me give you his itinerary. On Monday, April 27th, he's going to appear on the Ireland Tonight radio program in suburban Chicago, and the following night, he'll be at the Red Line Tap on the north side of Chicago. On Wednesday, the 29th, there'll be a guitar workshop in Chicago. On Thursday, the 30th, he'll be at Nine Irish Brothers in West Lafayette. On Friday, May 1st, he'll be in our area for a show at the Logan Street Sanctuary in Noblesville. On Saturday, during the day, he'll be giving a guitar workshop here in town, and then that evening, he'll be at the Nine Irish Brothers location in Lafayette. If you want more information about any of these shows, hit me up and I'll tell you what you need to know. In the meantime, we'll be hearing lots more music from JP's new record, his first since 2012, and we'll try to get another interview for you. Before JP, we heard a set of reels, The Moving Cloud, Mrs. Martha Knowles, Master Crowley's, and The Bucks of Orrin Moore from Kips Bay's 1996 album, Into the Light. We mentioned Kevin Crawford from Lunasa earlier in the show, so let's have some jigs from his 2000 solo album, In Good Company. Speaking of good company, he's joined here by James Cullinan on fiddle, Jim Higgins on boron, and Artie McGlynn on guitar. We'll follow that with a song from Scottish singer Emily Smith and her New Zealander husband, Jamie McLennan. But first, here's Kevin Crawford with Young Tom Ennis and The Mouse in the Mug on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
On Yarrow Braes, rove among the blooming heather. But Yarrow Braes nor Edric Shaws can match the lads o' Gallow Water. Oh, braw, braw, bonny lads, oh. But there is ain a secret ain, aboon them all, I'll loo him better. And I'll be his and he'll be mine. The bonny lad o' Gallow Water, oh, braw, braw, bonny lad, so. although his daddy was Neil Laird, and though I gave me call to her, yet rich in kindness, true is love, will tent our flocks on Gala water. Oh, bro, bro, bonny lads, oh. It ne'er was wealth, it ne'er was wealth that coughed contentment, peace or pleasure. The bands and bliss of mutual love, oh, that's the chiefest world's treasure. Bro, bro, bunny lads,
Emily Smith on vocals there, backed by her husband, Jamie McLennan, on guitar and fiddle with a Robert Burns song, Gala Waters. This comes from their 2009 album, A Dune Winding Nith, which was released to coincide with the 250th anniversary of the birth of Robert Burns. Emily is from Dumfries in Scotland, and she's the reigning Scots Trad Singer of the Year, while Jamie hails from New Zealand. Before Emily and Jamie, we heard Kevin Crawford, best known as the flute and whistle player for Lunasa, with a pair of jigs, Young Tom Ennis and the Mouse in the Mug, from his 2000 album, In Good Company. Our programming tonight is made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers, 575 Massachusetts Avenue at the corner of Mass Ave and East Street in Indy. In addition to fine food and drink, they have live music, Irish only, Wednesdays through Sundays. Every Wednesday is Dimitri Olano and his colleagues with a traditional session. Thursdays feature Whiskey Runner, and Saturday night is Hearth Fire. If you'd like more information, the website is nineirishbrothers.com, and the Facebook page is NIB Indy. And just a reminder, the next Sunday Kitchen Party will be on April 19th. We're also sponsored by the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club. If you'd like more information about our monthly session or the club in general, the website is scottygrant.org, the Facebook page is Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, and the Twitter handle is ScottyGrantIMC. While we're on the subject of sessions, I just want to remind you that every Tuesday there are two here in town, one at the Golden Ace Inn on Washington Street and the other up at the Brockway Pub on Old Meridian in Carmel. And then on most Sundays, there's a 6 p.m. session at the Upland Tasting Room. And then, of course, don't forget the Sunday Kitchen Party every first and third Sunday at Nine Irish Brothers. And then on the last Sunday of every month, there's the Scotty Grant session, which takes place at various locations in town. If you need information about any of these sessions, let me know and I'll give you the hookup. It's time now for our local focus. Tonight's is a bit unusual, as the group we're going to hear, Pig's Eye Landing, is actually from Minnesota, but one of their members is our friend Eric Peterson, who plays with Dimitri at Nine Irish Brothers, and he's also a member of Hawkeye Navy. From their album Gypsy Stomp, let's hear a medley of Timmy Clifford's, Planksty Fred, and Tripping Up the Stairs on the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee. That was Pig's Eye Landing, a group featuring our pal Eric Peterson, with Timmy Clifford's Planxty Fred and Tripping Up the Stairs from their album Gypsy Stomp, this week's local focus. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. I want to thank our sponsors, Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is Ceilidh, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes. For our final track this week, let's enjoy the duo of Liz Carroll and John Doyle with The Island of Woods. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Friday at 8 p.m., right after the Hogeye Navi show. Slán ogat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WITT 91.9 FM, Indianapolis Community Radio. This program was made possible by support from Nine Irish Brothers and the Scotty Grant Irish Music Club, as well as donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Friday at 8 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.